On this episode, we look back at our favorite moments of 2018 at Walt Disney World. This is episode 135 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hi, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not done so, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that very same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, as well as Trip Tales once a month with Jamie. And coming soon, hopefully today, by the time this is released, CTM at the Movies. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network had you covered all week long. And if you're looking at booking your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. Now, you can get in touch with her at mpilgrim at themouseexperts.com. There is no charge to use her awesome services. She will get you all hooked up with the best rates. She'll help you with your ADRs, your fast passes. She helps us every single month. And as we get into this episode, you will realize what a headache we probably are to Melissa.
Hopefully not.
But I hope not. And if you have not done so, go check out ctmvip.com. You're going to get a ton of extra content. You're going to get early release on several shows. You're going to get early release on vlogs. We're working on guides. Right now, you get the first three episodes of CTM at the Movies. So check out ctmvip.com. See what Club 32 is all about. So we are rounding out the year. We are getting very, very close to Christmas.
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days. It'll be two or three by the time. I can't see our Mickey countdown clock from here. I almost can, actually. It's from this moment recording. It's 5 days, 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 41 seconds. 39 seconds. 38. This isn't going to be a. We could just do it. Let's do a. Like 1 week long countdown to Christmas.
No.
But yeah, we're here, you know, we're getting close. And so I thought it'd be cool to look back at 2018, which was, I'm going to venture to say for us, our best Disney year ever.
You think?
I think so.
Okay.
And then next episode, which will come out on Christmas Day. So when you get tired of the family on Christmas Day, you can hold yourself away in a closet. Maybe got a new pair of headphones or something for Christmas.
Oh.
Plug in the podcast because we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to in 2019.
Okay.
See what we're doing here? Look back, look forward. It's like all the VH1 shows that they do at the end of the year about, like, look at music this year, look at it next year.
Okay.
You don't watch VH1.
No, I don't.
All right. So I'm gonna go through real quick what our year looked like. And then we have...
Are you sure that's going to be quick?
It not going to be quick at all. I'll make this part quick. Our recollection may not be quick. And then we have these ranked, but we didn't pick like a top five. I think we came out with seven and we have an honorable mention. But this year we were fortunate enough, I will say blessed enough, whatever you want to say, to have gone on 21 separate trips to Walt Disney World. Now, if you follow along with the show, you understand we live close. You know, we're 2 hours away. Some of these ended up being a day trip for myself. Some of them might have been two night trips for us, you know, you, I, and the kids. Some of these were without kids. Those should all just be number one. No, I'm kidding. I do love our kids. So out of 21 trips, we stayed in 15 different resorts. This is actually counting this weekend coming up. And it's counting our New Year's Eve weekend, just so you know. What do you have to say?
Well, I was going to say 15 different, But some of them, they're the same. Right?
That makes no sense.
I mean, we say to Coronado Springs how many times throughout the year?
Yeah. You want to get ahead of me?
Okay. No,
we stayed at 15 different resorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That's crazy. Are we crazy?
Oh. You have to ask that question? We're lunatics. We're absolutely insane.
Okay.
We spent 86 days on property.
Oh, my God.
Which is not. There's 365 days in the year. We only spent just under 5% of our days in Disney.
Are you doing math?
That's mediocre.
Okay.
So I feel like actually we didn't do enough. But,
okay.
And we had 4 Disney drunk extra day stays. You want to explain what Jared has termed a Disney drunk day?
We just love Disney so much and we're there that we're like, well, I don't have to be at work or we don't have to do this or I have to be at work only at a later time and we can wake up in the morning and drive home and I can make it to work. So we stay an extra night.
Yeah. So we did that 4 times. So let's run through the resorts we had an opportunity to stay at this year. We did campsites at Fort Wilderness twice.
Okay.
We stayed at Art of Animation. We did Pop Century 3 times. Okay. One of those was a Disney drunk day. We did All-Star Sports. We did All-Star Music. All-Star Movies 3 times.
Okay.
We were at Port Orleans French Quarter. Port Orleans Riverside after this coming weekend will be 2 times. We did Coronado Springs 3 times. Caribbean Beach. Fort Wilderness Resort Cabins. Counting that as an extra resort, technically.
But it's not.
It's not, but meh, whatever.
Okay.
Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. We did Saratoga Springs. Stayed at the Dolphin at Walt Disney World 2 times. And then for New Year's Eve, we're going to be staying off property at Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa.
So that's not on property.
That's why I said off property, Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa. I never said that we stayed at 15 different on-property resorts.
Oh, okay.
I could have included Holiday Inn in here if I wanted.
Oh, okay.
I didn't because we didn't stay there. All right, so let's run through our moments. And what originally is we were going to each come up with our top 5. And I started coming up with mine.
I have a bad memory.
but you started to blurt out some stuff. And I said, well, what are some of yours? And they were the same, which was really cool. I mean, you named one. I was like, yeah, I already got that. You named another. I was like, I already got that. You named another, and I was like, I don't have that, but I like that. So let's just combine the list.
Okay.
So we're going to start first, which is a total honorable mention, because this has nothing to do with the parks. I flat out put this on here. I will see if you agree with me.
Okay.
Our honorable mention to me in 2018 is the Marvel movies. We had Black Panther, we had Infinity War, and we had Ant-Man and Wasp. This was the culmination of the Marvel Cinematic Universe as we know it since Iron Man. I mean, we're about to finish it off in 2019.
I
know there's been different phases, but once we go through Captain Marvel and Endgame, I think we're going to start over. So seeing these movies, I really enjoyed Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
And I liked to see it. I liked the way that it worked in Infinity War. And then as we left Infinity War, like, broken.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
To see Ant-Man and Wasp,
a
few months later, was like that little bit of resurgence that we needed. And then we got the end credits and we're like, oh, my God, when is 2019 coming?
Yes.
So that's why I put it on as an honorable mention. I thought we got some great Disney movies this year. We got some bad ones. We got Wrinkle in Time. We got Nutcracker. Those are not on my best list. We're not going to do a worst of 2018. Christopher Robin was okay.
Okay.
I thought it wasn't bad. But all right, let's get into the real list of our moments of 2018.
Okay.
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, it was good. It was.
This was a blast.
Let's talk about it since I did all the work.
I will. You did the work. You did the planning. I did the stressing out because I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
You want to talk about where we stayed and then how that weekend kind of went a little bit? Because it changed. It changed after our original night.
Yeah, so we were only going to stay one night, right?
Yeah.
At Saratoga Springs. I got one night for, it was very cheap, but, and I actually was talking with Melissa, but she didn't get it for us. I think it was Priceline. Or Hotels.com, one of those. So we weren't going to do any parks, so we were just going to go and enjoy everything. So we went to Disney Springs and had dinner at the boathouse, yeah. And that was really good. And the room was amazing. And
you're just going to say the room was amazing and not talk about that story?
Well, I would let you go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, I can. So was it maybe 2 weeks prior that you knew I was stressing out because I didn't know where we were staying? But you had said we were staying. Like, our initial plan, if I remember, was to go down Sunday on Father's Day and see Incredibles 2 at Disney Springs. If that is all we had done, that would have been the worst Father's Day ever.
Well, I'm glad I did something different.
So like a week or two prior, I think you said something and you said, look, we're going to stay the night before Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, that's fine. Then a week or so before, like, I think you knew I was stressing out because I didn't know where we were staying. And that's just the way my brain works, is I like to know things.
Right.
I plan. I plan out. I mean, we've already booked half a dozen vacations in 2019 at Disney.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to know. And I immediately go and add them to touring plans. And it's just, again, that's the way my crazy brain works. So finally, you were just like, you know what? You just told me, you said, we're staying at Saratoga Springs. And I was like, awesome. And if you go back to, I should have looked it up, our episode, I did a solo episode at the end of 2017 about the things we were looking forward to in 2018.
That's funny.
And one of them was staying at a new resort.
Yep.
And I said in it, I would like for it to be Poly. It'll probably be Saratoga Springs. And we stayed there. So
look at me making so wishes
we
come
well
true.
Yeah, so we get in, well, wishes coming true would have been staying at Poly, but this was basically making, like, I had some sort of vision.
Mm-hmm.
like well, Raven,
you better have some Simone. Visions then for the next
year. I got visions for the next year. Next year we are staying in a 3 bedroom grand villa at the Grand Floridian, so when that doesn't happen, we'll probably just stay at Poly.
Okay.
Does that work?
That's what we'll do.
When we do our forward episode in 2019, that's what I'm going to say. So anyway, so we get there and we get a room assignment and we go in and I open the door and there is a like foyer in a hallway. And we're like, we walk in and I'm like, we're in a one bedroom, like basically 1.5 bath, like villa.
Okay.
You act like, surprise, happy Father's Day.
Yep.
And then 20 minutes later, I realized you had no clue that's what we were staying in. You thought we just had a standard whatever room. You knew nothing. So, but it was really cool. And we got to experience that resort, which we had never done.
You're not going to tell about the room? Just the foyer?
Well, I mean, no, the room was beautiful. We had a king bed in one and a master bedroom. We had an incredible soaking tub, jacuzzi tub,
full kitchen.
We ended up going and buying breakfast items down at the shop and cooking breakfast the next morning.
That was awesome.
So breakfast the next morning, and I'm like, I feel like my timing is off now. Did we go Friday night and then we added on Saturday night? I can't remember, but we added a night because we woke up.
Sunday was Father's Day.
Father's Day. Got the presents. Yeah, so no, you're right. You gave me presents and everything.
Sunday, right? Yep. Or did we stay Sunday night because I don't work until 10 usually on Mondays?
That's exactly what happened. And this would have been summer, so kids were out of school. You're right. So we woke up Sunday morning. I cooked breakfast in the full kitchen, got some presents. And as we're getting ready to check out, I'm like getting sadness because we're going to go see Incredibles 2.
And then
we were going to meet our friends who live two doors down. They were going to happen to be there.
Yep.
And so I just hop on Priceline again, and a really good deal comes up at Pop Century, like $100 a night or something. Like, you know what? We're staying another night. You don't have to be at work till 10 on Monday. Kids are out of school. It's summer. Let's do it. So ended up booking that night. We went, we did Incredibles 2. We did the Coca-Cola store, for the first time and sat up there on the roof bar that day. We walked Disney Springs. We went back to Pop. I think that's the night that Pop had ended up pouring rain.
Yes, it did.
So we didn't get a ton of advantage out of the room.
But we got to... But now we got to use the room.
We got to, well, I meant out of the resort, but we got to use the room. So just again, that was just one that stuck out to me. I loved that weekend. Was an awesome Father's Day weekend. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Next, becoming platinum pass holders. Becoming platinum pass holders was new for us this year.
And we platinum had
plus, I'm sorry, platinum plus. Platinum Plus pass holders was new for us this year. And why was it new and why did we go for it when we had not in the past?
Well, we had to because your brother and parents were wanting to do spring break.
Yeah.
And the spring break, unfortunately, was the same time as our spring break. Whereas actually last year, our spring break, we weren't blocked out.
Yeah.
But this spring
2018,
break,
we were going to be blocked out.
So we had to become platinum. So
plus. No, we had to become platinum. You're
correct.
Right. Correct. You're right. And
platinum plus is just water parks added.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So
platinum's no blackouts.
Correct. So we knew we needed to be platinum because there's no blackouts. So, I don't feel like there's a huge difference between Platinum Plus and Platinum.
Price isn't bad.
Right. If you're going to do it, I feel like, you know, might as well just do it. So we did because we got the water parks. We come all the time. We're like, why don't we just do it? So we did. And I think it was one of the best decisions that we
made. Yeah.
But also not the best because now I think we have to be Platinum Plus every year.
Oh, totally. And and we totally spent one day. I remember going to the water park on a Sunday, and I can't remember which trip it was, but it was one of our added day stays. We're having so much fun at the water park. We're like, we're not going home today.
Yeah.
And it was such a great add-on because what we would do sometimes is we would drive down early. We would leave the house about, you know, 6:37. We'd get down to a water park parking lot. 8:39, we would get ready. We'd get maybe a cooler together. We'd get lotioned up in the parking lot, and then we would go in at the 10 a.m. opening.
Mm-hmm.
And we would only stay for 2 or 3 hours, and then we'd go check into our room. And it was awesome. I can't imagine not having the water parks now.
It was, but we also need to spend a day there, though.
Oh, I do. I would love to spend a whole day. Yeah. And, you know, what I think what really, really sold us was when they introduced the refillable beer cups.
That was you, but
but it was a great, great deal. Yeah. So I loved having that add on. I enjoyed not having blockouts. You know, if right now same thing, we're going this weekend with your parents.
Right. And we wouldn't be able
would be blocked out if we had our traditional.
And the reason my parents get to go is because they bought some Florida resident ticket,
special tickets
that was like 3 or 4 days, but you have to use it within 6 months, but he paid a little bit more. So it is where I was like, are you sure, daddy, you can use it like anytime, like you can use it December 25th, you know, I mean, and he was like, yes. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
So we'll see. We'll have to let y'all know.
Yeah.
But,
next one I think for us was our anniversary weekend. And this was our third year in a row of spending our anniversary, like on the actual day, even not only the weekend, but on the day.
Yeah.
In Disney without the kids. Very, very fortunate.
Always go without them.
Yeah. Very fortunate that my parents drive down from South Carolina and they stay at our house for the weekend and they watch the kids and the dogs and the cats. And I don't even know what other animals we have in here anymore because there's way too many of them. And we go and we do an adults only weekend, you know, just you and I for our anniversary, and we absolutely love it. And this one to me was so special for a couple reasons. One, we had gone the year before in 2017, and I remember going into Epcot into Rose and Crown. I'm getting my snake bite. You're getting your Pinot Grigio, and we sat, and we ended up talking to a bunch of people who had done the race.
Oh yeah,
because it was Star Wars marathon week or half marathon weekend. And we said at that moment, you know what? Let's do one next year. Let's just do a 5K next year. It's going to be during our anniversary. How fun would that be?
Yeah.
And so we did it. So that weekend we did a Star Wars, our first ever Disney on property race, and we did the 5K.
Yep.
We stayed at Caribbean Beach, and we ended up getting a king room. We added on a night because we were supposed to come home the day of our anniversary on a Monday, but we ended up staying till Tuesday, so we added a night.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that,
because then our parents switched, right?
Yeah, your parents came and alleviated my parents because they were already planning to head back on Monday. And we're like, no, we're staying another night. Just give them to Rhonda's parents. on our anniversary, on the day of our anniversary, is Animal Kingdom's 20th anniversary.
Yep.
And so we head to Animal Kingdom. And we get to experience the 20th anniversary there.
And it was awesome. And we stood in line for this merchandise.
Yeah. Specialty merchandise.
And because we did, we met these amazing people.
Denise and Dennis.
I was saying it backwards.
The Millers.
And we start talking to them. And we just talk with them the whole time. And we buy our stuff, and we actually go our separate ways after that. And then we may have said that because Joe Rohde was going to be there, and we may have talked about like trying to see him or whatever. Well, we were finishing a ride. I think it might have been Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
And we were trying to go see Joe Rohde. We're like, all right, we got to go over there. We got to go. So because he was going to be done. So we're going over there, and there's a cast member standing there behind these people at the end of the line. And she's like, I'm so sorry, there's nobody. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And the
people, you knew, like, this was, again, it's our anniversary. I want to see Joe Rohde so bad.
Right. And these people that were in the back of the line, the very end, like, looked, and I was like, hey, and they were like, hey, and it was Denise and Dennis. Yes. I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, I'm kind of like their, I don't know if I said I was their friend or their family, but the cast member was kind enough that let us stand with them. And if it weren't for them, we would have not met Joe Rohde. Yeah. Because I mean, if it was anybody else at the end, they wouldn't have been like, hey, we know them. You can stand with us. Yep. So it was fantastic. And then we actually met up with them again.
Yeah.
We have their email and we met up again with them.
At Cabana. Banana Cabana at Caribbean Beach.
Right.
And it was great. We were in town at the same time. We sat.
It was awesome. Catching up was amazing. Yeah. But they're such great people.
This is what I love about stories like this, and it makes me think of, like, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like it's same way that you and I kind of met. It just, things fall into place that you would never believe. Because if you remember, we looked at the line for merchandise and we're like, we're not waiting in that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said to me, what if it sells out? Are you going to regret not getting some of this 20th anniversary merchandise on our own anniversary?
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, let's go get in line. And we end up behind them.
Yep.
And we start up a conversation, and they were listeners of Diz Unplugged.
Right.
And once they said that, I was like, well, you know, to be honest, we actually have a podcast. And they're, oh, you do? What is it? And we just struck up this conversation, and they were so amazing and so nice. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's like, if we had gotten in the original line and waited, we would have never met Joe Rohde. We would have never met them. If you had not said, are you going to regret not getting merchandise? Like, it's just, it was so cool to see some of these pieces fall into place.
And right.
To me, that's Disney magic. Like, I saw Tinkerbell at one point fly above us.
Oh, okay.
Sprinkled some stuff.
Okay.
It might have been one of the McCalls.
Yeah.
It might have been poop. I'm not sure. All right. So next, we're going to get into, and I feel like this wouldn't have made your list, but I put it. I'm going.
And these are not in any order, correct?
No, these are straight up in order. These are straight up in order from awesome to awesome and awesomestness. Awesomeness. Awesomeness. No. From, because I don't want to say like from worst to best. None of these are worst. Okay, these are so ranked from incredible to unbelievably awesome. Is that a good ranking?
Okay.
Okay. So next, I'm going with, you can agree or not, don't care, I'm putting it on here, Neil Patrick Harris, Candlelight Processional.
Only because he retweeted you.
Not only that, first of all, our first Candlelight Processional.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Right?
Date night.
Yep.
Right?
I dressed up. Because you were in a suit.
I
had to dress up.
Coronado Springs that we love.
Oh, yeah.
Via Napoli that we had talked about going to forever and had never been to, regardless of what the food was like compared to the price. Still best pizza I've ever had. I think it was a culmination of all these. Even I want to say 2 weeks prior, we were going down. We were going to do lunch. We were going to do MPH, and we were going to drive home. And I found a great rate at Coronado Springs.
That's true.
And I booked it. And I was like, I'd like to stay the night. You were marked out to like 11 or 11:30 the next morning. So we knew that, you know, we could get up and then go home. And you still make it to work. And I think it was my parents. Yeah, it was one of my favorite 48 hours from this past year.
Aww.
It really was. It was a whirlwind. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even to get there and we'll get into some other stuff when we get down the list. But, you know, our friend Aaron, who's the cast member and guest service manager at Coronado Springs, to get to see him.
Yeah.
And he was so excited for us. And we went and we got dressed. And I had said in several episodes leading up on both Diz Dudes and Main Street Magic that, you know what, I'm going to wear a suit. Whatever. Yep. I had to buy a suit for one of my best friend's wedding in Boston. And I was like, I don't wear suits. I don't have to. I work from home.
Right.
Even when I go to my client's office once a week, I don't need to wear a suit.
I might start
just for fun because it does get respect. But so I decided, you know, I'm going to wear a suit. And it was like, are you really? Even Jared's like, are you really going to wear a suit? And I'm like, I have to. Sometimes I get weird. I just get these weird, crazy ideas in my head, and then I have to live them out, and that was one of them. So I suited
then
up.
I had to.
You got a beautiful dress. You looked amazing. We had one of my favorite date nights and trips ever. Not only that, we get great seats. We see Neil Patrick Harris. We get a great picture with Aaron at Coronado Springs in front of their beautiful Christmas tree in the lobby. I tweeted out to Neil Patrick Harris, and what do you know, later that night, he literally quotes the tweet in response. And that was big to me because my whole thing was, it was a joke. It was, right. I'm going to wear a suit. Neil Patrick Harris will be like, hey, what's up, man? And he kind of did, which was just so awesome to me. And again, regardless of the overall thoughts of the food versus price on a majority of the items at Via Napoli, I loved that meal.
Yeah.
Like that was one of those meals where as each item we had, you and I just talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we weren't staring at phones and we weren't with other people and we were just, it was awesome. And we're in this amazing atmosphere and just, you know, sharing a bottle of wine and eating food and the best pizza again I've ever had in my entire life. It was awesome. I loved that trip.
Well, good.
Plus, I wore a suit and Neil Patrick Harris used hashtag respect.
Okay.
I mean, that happened. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. We need more paper for the printer. I woke up at like 4 this morning. I don't know why. And I was just laying in bed and I was wide awake.
You started printing these things?
Well, here's what happened. Again, crazy brain. I just started going through Facebook and whatever, and I started thinking about the year, and I started thinking about this episode, and I was like, man, you know what would be cool? I'm gonna print out that tweet, and I'm going to frame it and just put it in my office. Why not? You know? I mean, I've cool photos in my office. I have one with when I met Mark Cuban. I've got me and Jay Billis. Why not a tweet from Neil Patrick Harris?
Okay.
So I go, and I'm like, I'm looking it up. First of all, I go through my photos because I thought I had a screenshot. I can't find it. And I'm like, oh God. So then I go on a Twitter and I'm like, man, the mentions are so far down. I'm never going to find it. So I went into Facebook because I had posted the screenshot there,
right.
And I found it. And I go, set, print. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to frame it. It's going to hang it up in my office. Your printer is out of paper. I'm like, no.
And it's like 4 a.m. Like, I don't even know if we have paper. So remind me, I want paper. Okay. I want to print that tweet. I'm going to frame it, put it in my office.
Okay.
I'll print out the actual picture of you and Aaron and I, and we'll do like a little double frame thing.
Okay.
Because for those who don't know, I do have my own mat cutting set, and I cut my own mats for frames in my office because that's the way I do things. I have a lot of weird sized artwork that I had to do it. I had to learn because it's so expensive.
Did you get rid of it though?
No, it's in the garage. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on to the next one. I'll let you kind of spearhead this because this is definitely one of the ones when I said, what were your favorite moments from 2018? You brought this one up immediately.
Party for the Senses.
Yeah. Which was part of a grander scheme.
Right. With Halloween Party. And then we stayed at Coronado Springs again. Yep. And we actually stayed in the junior suite because Jeremy was crazy enough to have a makeup artist come and do our makeup for the Halloween party when we were the dead princess and prince is.
The princesses and prince.
Yeah. But Party for the Senses, John and Michelle, it was our, and Leslie, it was our date night with them and Leslie. And it was, it's always and has been amazing. And I look forward to next year. We always leave the kids somewhere. Ours are old enough that they just stay in the room.
Is that where they were?
Yeah.
Well,
John and Michelle's, they.
I was kidding. I knew where our kids were.
Oh.
Wasn't that old commercial? It was like, do you know where your kids are at night? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are?
No.
I'm like, well, I hope they're in their bedroom. A couple years, I probably won't know. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Anyways, sorry, guys. Let's get back on track here. It was fantastic. We loved it. The Halloween party is always so fun with getting dressed up and everything. And then the makeup artist, that was an amazing touch.
Body paint artist.
Yeah.
Came to our room.
That did our faces, though, not our bodies.
Yeah. Our arms and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I did have her. You weren't there when I had her body paint a six pack on me and pectoral muscles.
Oh, okay.
Looked amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah. I really looked like Prince Eric at that point.
Yep. Sure
it was
you
actually
did.
An eight pack.
Okay.
Yeah. Looked good.
Mm-hmm.
You missed that part?
I sure did. I'm happy.
Well, we had the junior suite. There were two rooms. I think you went into the other room.
Yeah.
And I was like, six pack me up, lady. It's a true story. I thought that was such an incredible weekend. We always love the Halloween party. We love the Halloween weekends. You know, what I think made it, again, so special was the fact that we had talked about it for a year. That Kaylin had come up with this idea of princesses and a prince.
This next year, we're supposed to be Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Which I'm so excited. You will make a flippin' awesome Mad Hatter.
Well, thank you. Because I like my looks or because I'm crazy?
Both.
Okay, that's fair. I'll take that. I think that'll be exciting. But again, we planned an entire year. And to see it all come together was just awesome. And we had a lot of people, you know, talk to us and tell us that our costumes were great. And to me, that's what's so awesome. Like
a lot of people.
The year before.
Well,
I remember the year before when we did The Descendants. And I remember, because first of all, you were spot on.
Of course I was.
And I remember like kids looking at you and really being like, wow, that's Mal. You were Mal.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was just cool. Like, again, it was one of those things where I hope and I felt that we might have brought some joy to other people.
Yeah. I remember one lady was like, you're my daughter's favorite. And the daughter was sitting right there and I smiled and waved at her and... Yeah, I mean, it was really cool because the year before I was Maleficent and I didn't smile or anything.
Yeah. And we do our best.
We try not to.
We don't break character. If you saw some of the pictures of us on rides as zombies, they're pretty dead set, except Lacey. It was tough for Lacey. She smiled some. And that's the thing is, and before we get into these last two, because I think these last two will epitomize what I'm about to say is, I know we're talking about our memories and because I thought it would be fun. I thought it'd be interesting. You know, I'm so thankful that people follow along and they listen to us, you know, and they follow on Facebook and they're in the community or Twitter, but it's not about us. Like, we do this show for everybody else. We do this show to help people.
Right.
Nothing is more satisfying to us than when somebody goes into Facebook and says, "Hey, we just got back from a trip and the Capture the Magic Network, you know, all the different shows helped us have a better trip."
Right.
You know, we wouldn't have gone to this place if you had not mentioned it. We would have not done this thing or rope drop that park or ride if you had not talked about this. Yeah. And so for me, that's what it was really about.
Yeah.
And that's where we come down to number two. And I can start it. You can start it, because it was awesome. Because again, when I said, "What is one of your favorite memories of 2018? You brought this up immediately. And
Meeting Aaron.
Yeah. Meeting Aaron at Coronado Springs.
He's changed your life.
Yeah, he has in so many ways.
Yeah. It's such a great friend.
Yeah. And so here's what happened. So if you go back to our spring break episodes, we do talk about it, and we were there over spring break with my parents, my brother and his three kids. And, you know, I'm in charge of showing them around Disney. And, you know, they have their full faith in me. It's spring break. It is nuts.
Yep.
They've spent, you know, we're already pass holders, so we had to pay for the room. They've spent a lot of money on a package. We're doing 5 days, four nights. Mm-hmm. They're getting 4 days of parks. I think they got 4 day park tickets, but without Hopper.
Right.
You know, my parents drive down, but it's a lengthy drive. My brother's got to fly him and three kids, mm-hmm. you know, and so a lot of pressure is on.
Right.
They're like, "You guys are the experts."
Right.
But I don't think there were expectations, which was good. Like, I don't think they would have known if they missed something, which is great.
Right.
So we get down there, and I want to say it was, I don't remember if it was the first or second day, but everybody's hanging out at the pool. And
well, first we stayed with Brian and Katie so we could, which are really good friends of mine that, and Jeremy's, but mm-hmm. I grew up with my girlfriend, Katie. We stayed with them so we could go to the water park that morning because your parents weren't supposed to be here because they were driving from
South Carolina. Yeah.
And then your brother was flying from Maryland. So we didn't expect to start hanging out with all the family. And
you said you didn't have a good memory, and I totally forgot that part. So you have a great memory of this past year.
Well, anyways, so we were wanting to be at the water park and hang out as a family before being with family, and really Jeremy kind of a little bit stressing out because when he does become a tour guide to people, he does, "We love you," and he would still do it for anybody, but he does get stressed out and it makes him crazy.
Yeah. You've seen, I mean, you're a hairdresser. You've seen the gray hairs, right?
Uh-huh.
That's from showing people around Disney.
So
straight up.
We were only at the water park for an hour and your parents were like here.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my gosh, are you serious?" Just because I also thought I was going to get my family. We were checking in and I think it was the very next day because I was like, "Okay, I wanted to have some time." So when we were supposed to be together, like, nonstop. So we went up to check if we could get another night for, I would have liked the same price and also the same room.
Yeah.
So we're talking with this lady and she gets on the phone and she, for some reason, feels the need to tell me why she was on the phone, like waiting or whatever. And I joked with her and I said, "Oh, I thought you were just going to be like, 'Oh, it's the Steins. They come every month. They can stay.'" And the woman next to her, not on the phone, is like, "Wait, what? You come every month?" And we're like, "Yeah, this is our, what was our 26th month in a row?"
Somewhere around there at that point, yeah.
And we stayed on property 24 times. And she's like, "You did what?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then I'm kind of at this point, like, blowing it off. Like, I was kidding, you know. Yeah. So then she's like, "Hey, Aaron, come here." And I don't know who Aaron is. I just you know, thinking he's just, she's like needing to tell the story. So she starts telling him, and he gets in front of the girl on the phone and is starting to do stuff on the computer. And she ends up going, okay, you can stay for more money and in a different room. Yeah. And we were like, and we weren't mad. We weren't, no, we were just no. like, oh no,
it's okay.
We expected to, yeah. or we wanted to do this, but it's okay. Yeah. No problem.
Don't worry about it.
So Aaron is on the computer and he's like, well, I'm sorry about this. Let's see if I can make extra magic. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, it's fine. And then I think I started explaining myself like, no, we're just with his family and I just wanted time to let Jeremy relax. Yeah. And so I felt the need to explain because again, we weren't complaining. We were, and he ends up giving us, is it six fast
three.
Pass?
You give us three extra fast passes per person in our party, which was
per park.
Ten of us for each park that day.
So then we had six total.
Technically, because we already had booked three.
Three, correct.
Yeah. And this, you know, I'd already put forth all the plans and everything we talk about. And, you know, I'd already planned to go, all right, we're heading to Magic Kingdom and we're going to go this way. We're doing this that way.
Right.
And this changed the trip in a way that, you know, my parents come once every other year. My brother's only planning to come every 3 or 4 years. We would have had an amazing time if we had not gotten this incredible magic from Aaron, but
we would have been a lot
the trip to a completely different level.
We would have been at the hotel a lot more around the pools and stuff. Yeah. But because of Aaron, we were actually able to stay in the parks a little bit more as Jeremy and I, we can stay in the parks as long as we want any day, anytime.
Right.
But your brother and your parents, they don't. So right. I think this was a game changer in the sense of being in the parks for them and the children together.
Yeah. But that was amazing. And I never expected that.
Nope.
But what would happen next and over the past, that was March? October, November.
He's doing math
over the next 9 months. I would have never guessed, and that is that we would get to know Aaron. He would get to know our family. That we would become friends because we got home, and I asked him that time after he said that. I said, you know, thank you so much. You know, this is something you didn't have to do. Mm-hmm. And do you have a business card by chance? And so he gave his business card, and when we got back, I sent him an email, and I just said, you know.
Which was funny because I remember you telling me like you're gonna send him, and I was like, all right,
okay. And I was like, you know. Thank you. You know, you made this trip something so special for my family. And so he emails me back.
Yep.
And then, of course, we're going every month. And the next thing I know, we find that we're going back and forth. And during our anniversary weekend, he text messages you.
Yeah.
And we continue to keep in touch. And any chance we can find, we start to go see him.
Yep.
And, you know, I will be somewhere and even just this past week, I went and saw him and I was at Hollywood Studios and I knew I was going to leave and I was going to go drop by and see him because he was working and I wanted to stop in and say, hey, and I was getting the alien Santa bucket, popcorn bucket. And there's this bag sitting there and it's this special caramel popcorn. It's got like M&Ms and chocolate chips or something in it. And I'm like, Aaron would like that. He said he's liked sweets. You know, we'd taken some chocolate and whatever before.
You did that?
Yeah, so I got it.
Aww.
And I was like, that looks, that's got Aaron's name all over it. So we go, I'll tell this story real quick and then we can go back to Neil Patrick Harris week or day. But so I walk in and it's not busy, luckily. And I see him and he comes right out and give it to him and he's very thankful. And then we stood there in the lobby of Coronado Springs and talked for well over an hour.
Yeah.
And his passion for Disney, because he said something at one point, I think, about like us, and he's like, man, you know, you guys love Disney so much. I don't know if I've met somebody that loves Disney so much. And I'm like, you. Like,
yeah.
He loves what he does, and he loves Disney. Like, it's awesome. And he knows how fortunate he is, and he loves to create magic for guests every single day.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing that you get to go to to a great job, but he goes to a great job that he loves.
Right.
And you see it in his face. And he's always so excited to see us. We're always so excited to see him. I love to hear his stories.
Yeah.
I love to share our stories. It's been an awesome relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point that when we went there for Neil Patrick Harris, we walk in and it's a madhouse.
Oh, that was fun.
And he saw you from across the lobby, pretty much. Like, we kind of, yeah, but he saw you like across from the lobby and was so excited and waved us down to see him. While we're standing there, we're waiting. We had to wait a little bit, which we're perfectly fine by. We watch him create magic for a family in front of us.
And, oh, it was really
and
cool.
What had happened was that they had a travel agent, and the travel agent had booked the ADRs. The dad had booked the fast passes. They had not lined up the days. So they had ADRs at, just say on Monday, they had ADRs at Magic Kingdom, but they had fast passes at Animal Kingdom.
Right.
And Aaron sat there and spent so much time making everything right. And that's what he gets to do on a daily basis. So that's, I think, one of the reasons that we constantly, you know, and I'm not saying that you're going to call a cast member by name or you're going to talk to them and you're going to become good friends like we've become with Aaron, and you're going to, you know, I mean, you text back and forth with him about as soon as we booked for our anniversary this year at Coronado Springs, and immediately I was like, we got to tell Aaron. We're so excited. Yeah, yeah. You know, and we booked for the opening of Grand Destino Tower in July, and I was like, we got to tell Aaron. I'm so excited. And he seems so excited for us, but these are the things that happen. These cast members are creating magic every day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always want to be. If you think they all wake up every morning and they go, I can't wait to go work at Disney. They don't. A lot of days they do. Yeah. And a lot of days they go through the same thing that everybody else does. They had a rough night. They have stress. They have things going on, whatever. But they come in and they put on a smile and they create magic.
Of course.
So the best thing you can do is create it back. You call them by name. You can thank them. I don't care if it's Aaron, who's an incredible guest service manager, who anytime somebody tells me they're going to Coronado Springs, I say, drop in and tell Aaron we said hello. Or if it's a janitor who's wiping down trash cans in the morning, thank them.
Yep.
Call them by name.
Yep. Yep.
All right. You ready for number one?
Yes.
Because I think this one is awesome too. That was forming the Capture the Magic Network. I think it's one of the best things that happened in 2018. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the best things we've ever done.
Oh, well.
Because, and there's a we'll couple see. Reasons. One, we get to meet and connect with Jared and Jamie, who are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, they are incredible people. They have such a love and a passion for Disney. Jared and I share a brain.
Yes.
Which is insane.
It is.
We didn't realize it until we actually met. And, you know, and him and I started up.
His long lost brother.
Yeah, seriously, like separated at birth or something. You know, we started communicating through Twitter and we had so much in common. I loved their show.
I think this was a neat and funny story because you were at the.
Was that a podcast?
What do you call that thing?
It wasn't a festival. What would you call it? Was it a podcast? Conference.
Yes, conference.
And
I thought you met the way you talked about Jared and the way I thought you met him there.
Yeah. So basically what happened was when we started this podcast, and I'll be 100% honest, I'd never, you know, I'd produced podcasts for years for my brother in the basketball space, and I'd never listened to a Disney podcast. And shoot, we were pass holders for a year and a half. And we were on the way back from my parents' house. And for some reason, I looked up Disney podcast. And number one popped up was Diz Unplugged. And I listened to half a dozen episodes or something on the way home during the drive. And I just became enthralled with, like, these people are talking about Disney. And they're sharing things. And they're, mm-hmm. you know, they're getting to go all the time. And I was like, I have the knowledge how to do this. I have, you know, I can easily get the equipment. I know what to get.
Mm-hmm.
I've never talked on a mic in my entire life, but I can give it a shot. And so the creation of this podcast came about. And as soon as I did that, I was like, well, I need to listen to other Disney podcasts because one, I need the knowledge. I certainly don't have it all.
Right.
Still don't. Never will. We'll never have all the Disney knowledge.
Oh, God, no.
Nobody will, including the people that think they do. So I was like, well, I'm going to start listening to more podcasts. So I started looking them up and came across Capture the Magic. I remember listening to it and going, I like these guys. Like, they I was just like, they just kind of get it. Like, they know their Disney stuff, but they're also very personable. It's not this scripted, cut and dry, like, whatever. And I was like, pretty cool. So I started following them on Twitter, and then eventually I think we started responding and ended up, yeah, direct messaging Jared through his Twitter account, and we just started talking. And next thing I know, we're, you know, I'm sitting, I think, having a beer at the bar during the conference at this PodFest, and I'm like, we just started our another show. Like, a guy's point of view of Disney, and that's where the Diz Dudes came from. And then we started that, and a little bit after, we're like, well, why don't we just join complete forces and start a network? Let's see what we can grow this into and see what we can do for people. And we're like, well, let's capture the Magic Network. And we created that.
Yep.
And then what we wouldn't know is that we would end up creating a Facebook group that would form into, now in a very short time, a community of over 800 people who are incredibly engaged, who are incredibly knowledgeable, who are incredibly friendly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of groups that I belong to in Disney that...
They're not friendly?
They're not so friendly.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and what I found, and I, you know, again, I say this all the time, there's a big difference between... between being honest and negative.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I found our group is so honest. A lot of groups are very negative. And we've built this amazing community. Yeah. Down to last Thursday at STK Orlando, where we meet all these awesome listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now, to me, nothing is cooler, as I said before, than somebody going into the community and saying, here's pictures from my trip. I had an awesome time.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you, everybody in this community, for giving me tips.
Yeah, that is awesome.
You know? Or somebody that posts a video of them telling their kid they're going to do it. Like, we're building this family and community that I think is so freaking cool.
Yes.
And I absolutely love it. And none of that would have happened if we hadn't decided to join forces to build this network. It's really, really
I wouldn't
awesome.
Be here because it was supposed to be you and John.
And it was, and that's what
with
we formed.
His busy yeah, schedule.
It's so crazy.
And I felt like, if you couldn't get John, I'm like, you can't not do one. You have to. You have listeners now. I was like, you have to. And then he was like, you got to do it. And I was like, oh, I do. And I mean, it's turned in. It's been fun. I mean, I love Jamie, and I'm so glad we got to meet. And Jared, he's all right.
He's okay. Kind of comes with the package.
Yeah.
But.
he has to come with Jamie. So yep. Since I love Jamie, you know, I'll take him.
Yeah.
But it is. And they are fantastic. And I remember listening to him and never meeting him before. And I agree with you where that's so cool. Like you feel like you know him without knowing him,
right,
almost.
Right.
And every time you'd put on another podcast, but this is before I was really even majorly into it, I'd be like, well, turn that off. That's stupid. That sucks. Just because they were just so, and I mean, other podcasts, other Disney ones, because they were so negative. Yeah. And so where I'm like, okay, we don't want to be like that. And
well, and I think, again, you know, that's our goal, is to be honest.
Honest, not negative.
Right. And there's a lot going on with Disney. There's a lot people don't like. There's a lot we don't like. But I think you can treat it in a very different way. I don't think you need to bash it. I don't think you need to whatever.
Correct.
Look, Disney is in our blood. I mean, you know, it is something that we are so passionate about, and we're so passionate to bring to other people.
Yeah.
And if we can do anything, if you know, we're on 135 episodes... If only, you know, if our listeners only take one small thing away from each that makes their vacation better, I will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're working on a lot of really, really cool things for 2019.
Ooh, we are.
We're looking on we're looking on growing. Don't act like you don't know. We're looking on.
Hey, some of these things, some things I don't know.
But you're so busy at work.
Yes.
We're looking at growing more. We're looking at, you know, just so much. And it's so exciting. But I think this is one of the best things ever. I'm so excited for the future. I'm so excited for 2019. Not only what Disney's going to bring, but what this podcast and this community is going to bring.
Okay.
It's so, I'll go back to something real quick and we can wrap this up. You know, we can joke all we want about, and we haven't brought this up in a while, about Creed. Simple fact is, I would have never met you if it weren't for the band Creed, if it weren't for an online community.
That's right.
You know, we would have never had our kids. We would never have, I would never move to Florida. We wouldn't have anything we have today.
Right.
If it weren't,
we wouldn't have our good friends, Christina.
If it weren't for Creed, who built this online community. And I see this happening again. You know, I've got friends like Christina and her family that I've known now since 1997.
Yeah.
You know, for over 20 years.
And I've met their family. Yeah. And we love them to death. And they love, the kids love them. It's.
And it started with this online community, and I see it again coming around.
Are you going to get teary-eyed?
Maybe. I see 20 years from now that, you know, again, we're still talking to the Millers, you know, like, I mean, Kayla and, you know, I mean, this past weekend meeting all these people was amazing.
Yeah.
And I see that. And, and Liz and Steve were so incredible. Like, I can see that's what we're forming here. And it's awesome because it's like a family.
Aw.
I mean, that's cool.
It is cool.
So anybody who wants to get a Main Street Magic tattoo, like I've got a Creed tattoo. Hey, I think it will be well deserved. Mm. I think it's something that, you will never regret.
Well, hopefully.
I like that I just came up with that. It was literally, I mean, this is so like deja vu of what happened to me in my life 20 years ago. Okay. Of bringing people together, that a band was able to do it. And I hope this community and this podcast network is able to do it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And people are helping each other out, and it's awesome. Love it. Anything we missed, maybe?
It's been quite a wild run. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
You know, yeah.
Riding along.
None of this would be possible without all our listeners.
That's right.
And so I will say we're more thankful for our listeners, for you guys, than anything in the world. And anything we can do to help ever, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
You know, I will say anything you ever want to reach out to us, please do. We will help in any way we can. Club 32 is something that we've developed for easier access to it. We just had today in Club 32. As I was going through these notes, I actually posted some of these notes in Club 32 prior. And Jen had asked, did you ever do a full review on French Quarter? Because her and her best friend are staying there, I think she said next September. And I said, you know, we didn't do a full review, but we gladly will.
Yeah,
and so it's a little bit easier access just to, you know, ask us questions and have us respond directly. We're going to do our first live stream on Friday in Club 32, which will be today because this comes out on Friday. It's like we can go through time. It's like we have a DeLorean when we record 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah,
because it's weird when you're like, oh, yeah, on Friday. And they're like, wait, today's Friday. I'm listening to this. Or if they listen 3 days later, then they're like, well, this Friday coming up or last Friday? It's very confusing.
Mm.
That's the math I don't get into. I don't get into the time-space continuum.
Okay.
It just blow my mind. I can barely handle 8 times 3, whatever that one problem was that one time. But check out ctmvip.com. There's a lot of great extra content. We're building another community over there, but the Capture the Magic community on Facebook will never go away. We're going to continue to grow that. We're going to continue to make that active, a place that you can share not only your questions or ask questions, but you can share your expertise. You can share your stories. So go out and search for the Capture the Magic community. If you have not already, you should totally, you're about to jump the gun. If you have not already, you should go out and you should subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Please,
but you should also
leave us a rating and review because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.